Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Trolley Watch, New Idea Food's very wonderful podcast. My name is Amy Sinclair and I'm joined by the always delightful Barbara Northwood, our fabulous food director and expert on all things food, cooking, freezers, everything. Barb, hi.
Hi, Amy.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We've got some very interesting things coming up. We're talking Greek yogurt. You're also talking to us about kitchen storage, which is a very, very interesting. I always learn new stuff from this. And Barb, I hate to break this to you, but you're going back into the hot seat.
That's a scary one, Amy.
It's the one you don't like.
That's the one I don't like.
Because there's one thing I can tell you
guys. I have no control.
Barb loves being able to plan and organize. She loves knowing what's ahead of her. And if I can't tell her what the questions is, she gets very, very nervous. Let's get straight into it. Best in aisle.
Because it's the best in aisle.
This, of course, is where we test one item that's available across many stores and supermarkets, all sorts of brands, and we tell you which one we think is the best. This week we did Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Now, Barb, this was a real eye-opener because I would never have thought there was a difference between one Greek yogurt and the other. There are, of course, many uses, whether it be for in cooking, for dips, but also just for sweets and smoothies, desserts, with fruit and muesli in the morning. Everyone has different sort of preferences and uses for them. But there was really clear-cut differences, weren't there, when
you tasted them? Yeah.
We tasted a lot. We tasted the Woolworths home brand Greek-style yogurt. We also tried the Coles Greek-style natural yogurt. We tried the Aldi Lytos thick and creamy yogurt. We tried Chobani and we also tried the Jalna pot set Greek yogurt. Everything was very, very interesting and different. Let's get right into it. Barb, well, the first one we had was the Woolworths Greek style yogurt. This one contains live cultures, 1 kilo for $3.90. So good value. What did you think of it?
I thought it was really creamy, thick and really yummy.
It was delicious,
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was one that you could happily eat on its own.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's a lovely texture.
With a bit of muesli or a bit of fruit. It was very, very yummy, wasn't it?
Imagine cooking with it or just eating with it.
Mm. And it would be really lovely. Just you could also have it in cooking and with a salad. Oh, it's really, really yum. It was a good one. Next up, we had the Coles Greek-style natural yogurt. Now, this one, Barb, won a silver medal at the 2017 Royal Hobart Fine Food Awards. 1 kilo cost $3.90, so the same as Woolies. What did you think of this one?
Personally, for me, it was far too sharp. Yeah. It was really lemony. It's like they'd squeezed a lemon into it.
It really, really was. It was so tart, it tasted lemony.
It was thick and creamy. It was more the flavour of that really sharp lemony flavour. So
we both tasted it and kind of it took you quite back. Like it was really, it was like you had a bit of a mouthful of lemon, wasn't it?
Totally.
Very, very different. Probably good in sort of some savoury dishes.
I think so. Could be nice, probably lovely in a dip.
It's because it was quite.
You wouldn't put that on your cereal or oven.
Or in a smoothie. It would be very, very, very sharp. Next up, we tried the Jalna Pot Set Greek yogurt. This has live probiotics in it. 1 kilo for $7. Now, this obviously is a very different sort of style. It wasn't as creamy and it's a pot set yogurt, so it's more,
quite firm.
It's almost like a tofu almost.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It holds its shape when you take it out.
What did you think of this one, Barb?
I thought it had a really mild flavour.
It's quite
So not really a lot for me. It was quite pleasant, but very mild.
Very, very unoffensive. Like it would be good in a smoothie, say.
Yes, yes.
As you said, when Barb tasted it, she said you'd probably eat this just for the probiotics. And it's true. It was obviously very, very good for you.
Yeah.
But not sort of
flavour-wise. Didn't really hit you.
No. Next up, we tried the Chobani Greek yogurt, plain whole milk, 907 grams for $6.30. Now, Chobani is quite a popular brand and certainly their sweeter ones are really, really yum.
Mm.
But the Greek yogurt, Barb, what did you think?
Well, this had 0.4% fat.
It's really
low. It was
low
pretty
fat.
Tasteless and to me a little bit watery.
Yeah. We weren't loving it.
I can't imagine. Probably nicer to sauce or something if you were doing it.
You'd have it for the low fat. I mean, yeah, if you compared it, say, to the Woolworths, has 14.6 grams of fat per serving, whereas, the all of Chobani was just 0.04 something, wasn't
it? So it was very low.
Very, very low in fat. Last but not least, we tried the Audi. This is the Lytos thick and creamy Greek style yogurt. 1 kilo for $3.49. What did you think of this one, Barb?
It was lovely and creamy.
Yeah.
Texture was good, but again, far too lemony.
Really tart
Really tart, very sharp.
It's sort of like you put it in your mouth, guys, and you went, oh, yes.
Like it was, as I said, just like you've squeezed like a lemon over it. So, yeah, not my favourite
at
all.
Good in cooking, probably, like if you're doing a marinade or something. But
more savoury.
Really savoury food. You certainly wouldn't have it anything sweet. Yeah. And on its own, it was very difficult to sort of, not difficult, but it wasn't pleasant to eat like that. So, Barb, we had 5 yogurts. They were all very different. Even though they were all Greek, they are very, very, very different.
Yes.
And I guess it does come down to what you want from your yogurt, whether you're using it for what you're using it for, and also things like, you know, fat content and, you know, the probiotics. But there was a clear winner, obviously.
Yes.
Barb, who gets the golden trolley?
Woolworths, the Greek-style yogurt.
It's very yummy, wasn't it?
It was really thick, creamy, yummy. You could just eat that straight out of the pot. Yeah, it was delicious.
That. Awesome. Thanks, Barb.
Good. Thanks, Amy.
Barb, now we're going to have a step into your kitchen, the beautiful planet kitchen of your home. I want to get your advice on where you store all your kitchen essentials. You have very, very clear guidelines on things like chopping boards and knives. You're very kind of organized. You know your way around the kitchen, but where do you store your various things? And I was wondering if you can give me your tips and tricks.
Sure.
Barb, chopping boards, where do you store them?
I'm really fortunate enough to have a large bench with drawers and cupboards.
Right.
So I would have, you know, three cupboards and a set of drawers in my bench. That's my cooking bench, what I would call my cooking bench, which I love.
Yes.
So to me, having everything on hand, because sometimes when you are cooking, you don't necessarily always get everything out that you should. You read the recipe, but you don't get everything out. So you want to be able to reach things as quickly as you can.
You don't want to have
to wash
your hand
sometimes. If one's dirty, you can go like and open it and grab something. So chopping boards, I always store them on one edge. On their side, so I can see them. So not flat.
So you
one
don't
on top
do
of the
flat
other.
On top of one.
No,
so that's a big cross.
Well,
to
I think sometimes if you have put them away and they're not dry, they can grow mouldy.
Yeah.
One on top of the other, and they get a bit smelly.
Yeah.
So again, side by side, I think it's better. You can see them, and then if they're color coded for different things, you can grab the one you want without them all falling out in your toe.
Oh, I love this, buddy. All right, knives. Where do you store your knives?
Again, a good knife block.
Yes.
Or I do have a drawer under the stove. It's a very shallow drawer, so I can lay them flat in there and I know exactly.
Which
if I wash and dry them, I put them straight back in. I know exactly where that knife is. Oh. Don't have to think about it.
It's like a roadmap, you know, brain for her kitchen.
It is a bit.
Exactly where everything's. Paper towels. How do you store them?
Somewhere we can easily reach them.
Yes.
So I actually have a holder in my pantry on the wall.
Oh, really?
So I can just step over and just pull so many sheets off. It's on a roll.
How many rolls of paper towel do you go through a week?
Hundreds.
344 million.
I do. I'm quite generous with it, I suppose.
Yeah.
I do like paper towel.
We're always buying in our house. We use it for everything.
Well, exactly. And it's just easy. You're not picking up the whole thing. If you've got dirty hands, you're just pulling a few sheets out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not handling it. So it's great to have.
Yeah. Small kitchen gadgets, Barb, where do you store them?
I have those in a drawer. Again, it's probably my second drawer down in my set of drawers.
Yep.
Because when I open it, I can see everything that I want clearly. A small spatula, an opener, a jar opener.
It's all
a
there,
skewer. A mini whisk. Everything is there in that drawer.
So you're kind of you're positioning everything in terms of,
I suppose,
when
cooking,
I'm cooking,
I use it. Yes.
Yeah, I want that all in reach and where it goes.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plastic bags, foil, baking paper, freezer bags. Where do they go, Bar? I know you've got a lot of freezer bags.
I certainly do. Every size, every variety.
Bet you do, Bar.
Whole drawer of paper, plastic, interleavers, or what have you. I have the set drawers. About the third one down. And I have a whole drawer just for measuring cups.
Oh,
so I probably got
do.
Six sets. So one you go up, one cup, three-quarter cup, they're everywhere, but I can use 6 1 cups at the one time. I love it. They're all in there.
I always imagine, Barb, that, you know, we've all seen Barb on the morning show doing her impressive videos for New Idea Food, and you've got everything out in your little, you know, your little glass bowls, yes, all measured out. I just imagine you doing that at home, don't you? You know, she measures out her,
I do,
her,
I mean, but
her
I
cumin
do.
And her, you know, the baking powder and all that. It's all sort of set up before, yeah, she goes. And when she cooks, she smiles up at the camera,
yes,
and talks through the recipe at the same time. Now I'm just going to add half a cup of cocoa, and you want to gently whisk that in to no one. Kent's like, shush, Bob. You're not on the morning show now.
It just makes it easier, though, when you cook, when you've got everything like that on hand. I think that's what makes cooking easy. When people, yeah, say things are hard for them, I think that's part of the problem. You don't have the right sieve. You don't have the right products to help you along the way.
And also,
they do make,
I think,
life easier.
Yeah, you just got to kind of cook something that you know that you're going to love. I think that's also
totally
a big problem. Then, and that's a great thing I love about New Idea Food recipes is that they've been tested so much. They're,
yes,
always yum and they're always going to,
yes,
work.
Exactly.
It's what you
Thanks,
pride
Amy.
Yourself on,
yeah,
isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, sure do.
Love it. Now, Bob, confession time. Step into my confessional. We're going to tell a little secret about each other. Barb,
okay,
we've
Amy.
All got these foods, right, that you really love eating,
yes,
but you're a bit embarrassed to admit to,
yes,
people. Oh, well, now's the time, Barb, that you're going
bit
to fess up.
Bit of a secret passion.
Bit of a secret, your secret cravings.
Probably know mine.
Anything frozen. That's what
no,
she loves.
No,
but stuff that you don't like telling people because it's a bit embarrassing. What's right. your secret food?
Twisties.
Yeah,
since
we know
I was about
that.
9, I've always loved twisties over a potato chip.
Do you,
I love twisties.
Do you love it when you get the really big fat twisty?
Love
out?
Them.
Aren't
the
they the best
you go
ones?
For first?
Yeah,
yes.
You go for them first. Yeah,
yeah.
And you because you when you bite into them, they're
crunchy
better.
And they're cheesy.
Yeah, they're,
I love them. I do love twisties.
Anything else, Bob?
My other favorite is Vegemite and peanut butter together.
Really?
So if you get toast, forget the butter and margarine. Vegemite, a layer of peanut butter.
Are you kidding me? This is a revelation. I've never even heard of that.
I think it's that salty Vegemite flavour. And the peanut butter's creamy and smooth. It's just beautiful.
My
it's
son,
so good.
My son Max has Vegemite and ham sandwiches.
Ooh, that's different.
It's very different. It's just a bit weird. I don't know if I accept
it. It probably
that.
Tastes good, actually. I must try it.
Any others, Bart?
Oh, my last one, jelly snakes.
Oh, you love them, don't
I
you,
I love Bart? Jelly snakes. So I have a big jar on the desk. At work, everyone loves my jelly snakes.
And you
I
can freeze
with everybody.
Them. I learned that on
them.
Trolley Watch.
I go through probably a packet a week of jelly snakes. They're yummy.
What's your favourite colour?
Green.
Yeah, I like,
yeah, I
yeah,
love
I like
green.
A green. I like a red or I like when you can get the purple
yes.
ones as well.
Now, what's yours, Amy?
So I've got a bit of a weird thing that I don't really like telling people. And when they see me do it, they'll just go, what the actual hell? Like when
go
my
on.
Husband's
I can't
caught
wait
me,
to hear.
I actually like sort of, so I get a big spoonful of
yep.
Vegemite.
Yes.
And I lick
I
it.
Vegemite.
And I lick it from the spoon, like
yes.
really slowly. I just kind of just keep it in my mouth and kind of just slowly.
I get it though, because I love Vegemite.
But I also do it with miso paste.
Oh, now that's a bit odd.
And I do it with seed and mustard. And, yeah, I don't know.
Miso paste, really?
Yeah, it's
wow.
something, it's, I guess they're all
is
really
salty. Yeah.
But also it's just kind of, sometimes when you sort of feel like eating something but you don't really want to eat anything, it just kind of hits the spot.
I know.
It's very
I
weird
know.
Though.
So flavoursome.
My husband just thinks I'm a bit of a freak.
Oh, I love
I'm just
it.
Like sort of eating condiments on spoons. The other thing that I could literally live on,
yeah.
I pickled jalapenos.
Oh, wow.
I snack on them like they're. Like that's candy. I love
Gee,
them.
Not too spicy for you?
No, I love them. Spicier yeah. the better.
That's interesting.
I do like it. Yeah.
And what's the next one? Any more?
I think that's about it. You know how I'm obsessed with spring rolls. I literally,
yes.
it's all I want in my life. I just want a deep fryer next
roll.
To my desk and I can
yes.
just cook
Yum.
Them up. Do I have a batch on the go
and
constantly?
And you put soy sauce on them? Do you have a dipping sauce?
No, just plain.
Okay.
Just plain. I love them. But yeah.
That's good.
Generally
oh, well.
Any condiment on a spoon. No, that's my
yeah,
secret
well,
passion.
We did let that one out of the bag, didn't we, both of us?
Now, Barb, time to get nervous.
Yes, very nervous.
Well, you are getting into the hot seat. This is where I ask Barb 5 random questions. She has no idea what I'm going to ask her. Last time we found out that you've cooked in the nude before.
Yep.
That
sure
was an
have.
Interesting revelation.
And it was a long time ago.
Certainly, like last week. I wasn't expecting that revelation, but today I have five new questions. Barb, okay. Get nervous. Question number one, they're not that bad. Let's relax. What's your cocktail of choice, Barb?
I'm not really a cocktail girl.
Really?
Probably anything with lemon and vodka. I like the sharp. I'm not into the sweet.
Yeah,
the really sweet, sickly ones.
Although, Barb, you made
they're almost desserty because they're like a beautiful dessert.
You made me a hell of
ice cream in them.
Do you remember when you made me that lemon meringue pie cocktail?
Yeah, beautiful. But that's like a dessert. You wouldn't serve that before dinner.
I
do dreams
mean?
Of that. They're great for dessert.
Yum. Fantasies about that cocktail, Barb. I'm not going to lie to you. What's your pet hate at restaurants?
When waiters keep coming up asking, are you having a nice evening?
Oh, isn't that the worst? That was my grandmother's pet hate
honestly.
As well.
Honestly.
She used to think it was the height of rudeness.
But it's almost like if you had a problem, you'll be the first to hear. Trust me. I'll be calling you over. I'll be going over
Barb,
to find
you.
I just hate being interrupted all the time.
I hate it when they clear away the restaurant. Like as in put the chairs up on desk.
And you're still sitting there having a nice evening.
There.
I know, it's so rude, isn't it?
It's so rude. I hate that.
Or if you're having your dinner and they take your partner's or someone else's away because they're finished. So you're thinking, gee, I better rush now.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Waiting for me.
Yes.
Oh, terrible.
Barb, what's your worst childhood food memory?
Oh,
so many.
I think it was my mother's vegetables because it was like lumpy mash that was like that would sit like glue on the plate. It was just you couldn't shift it. It was like literally glued to the plate. The peas that were cooked for about 4 hours because they were grey and you couldn't pierce them with a fork. You couldn't do anything with them. Just terrible. She just was not a vegetable cook. So it was really vegetables. And really it took me a long time to actually get to eat vegetables. Now I love them.
Yeah.
But I think I just had that phobia. Every time I thought of vegetables, I thought of my mother's and it was just like
cold sweat would break out.
Literally.
It's amazing where you got your cooking genes from, isn't
it, Barb?
I know,
isn't it? I think I just love eating so much, Amy.
And what's your best child? Do you have any good childhood food memories?
No. Well, yeah, because my mother made lots of cakes.
Oh,
so we always had fairy cakes and lamingtons.
Yeah.
And she was into the sweet things because my grandparents used to come around. So she'd have at least six different varieties of cake in the house at any given time.
That's impressive.
So I was probably always a porky child because of the so
well,
many
you weren't going to eat the vegetables, were you? But you weren't going to scoff down the lamingtons.
Probably because I was hungry. I ate the cakes.
Now, Barb, it's my last question for you. My husband last week, actually he didn't confess this to me, my children did. I was out and he ate a tub of yogurt that was 2 months out of date.
Wow.
And he was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said it tasted fine. My children were horrified and even more horrified because he was trying to get them to eat it as well. Would you eat yogurt 2 months out of date? I know that you do out of date cheese,
Look,
but how
what?
Would you feel about yogurt?
Had it not been opened?
It hasn't been opened. It hasn't been opened?
I'd taste it. And
really?
If it tasted all right, I'd probably eat it as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I probably would, to be honest.
You and my husband literally need to run off to a deserted tropical island and just live happily ever after. I support this, you know, with your twisties.
And as much as they say,
2 month old
things, you know, probably will kill you in the long run, but look, we're all still here. And what did they do 100 years ago? They didn't have great fridges.
They didn't have fridges and freezers, did they?
Exactly.
You wouldn't have survived 5 minutes, Barb. You'd
never.
Be.
Did you drink out of the garden hose when you were a kid?
We had to because my mother was so fussy about cleaning. She had a bit of an OCD thing with the cleaning. She'd clean out the kitchen sink and you go in for a glass of water in the afternoon. She'd say, screaming, you don't touch the sink. I've just cleaned it.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You want to drink, get it out of the hose. And the warm water out on a hot day out of warm plastic tasted like plastic. So we used to go and drink out of the hose.
Oh, Bob, that's
sad, isn't it? See, I'm still here.
You're still here. And look at you.
I'm probably preserved.
That's your secret to looking
longevity.
Yeah, looking as good as you do, Barb. I love it. Barb, thank you for joining me for another amazing episode.
Lots of fun.
Trolley Watch, lots of fun as always. We'll be back next week, guys. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to us where you find all good podcasts. Also come and join the conversation at New Idea Food on Facebook as well as Foodiful. We'll be back next week.
Bye,
see you soon.
Amy.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.